Welcome to the Health Up Podcast. On my podcast, I share everything I know on how to be the best and healthiest version of yourself, focusing on nutrition and fitness. Hello, and welcome back to the Health Up Podcast. Welcome to episode number 50. I am Carly, your host, and so happy, excited, and grateful that you decided to once again listen to another one of my episodes. So, it has been a while since I talked to you guys, because you obviously probably noticed I did not upload anything last week. Yeah, I'm actually really, really sorry about that, because I thought I was gonna upload, but first of all, I didn't really prepare anything, so I didn't really know what to talk about. Plus, I visited my grandma over the weekend, so I did not take the time to record. So I'm really, really sorry for that. Today's actually Tuesday, which means that I should have uploaded something yesterday. And this episode is going up in like a week. So, yeah. I'm really, 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 really sorry for that. Even though like 2 weeks ago I was literally talking about consistency is key for a successful podcast. And then me skipping a podcast episode. Yeah, we're just not going to talk about that. Second of all, maybe you hear it, maybe not. My voice sounds kind of weird today, because I am slightly sick. It all started on Sunday. I woke up with a sore throat, which was absolutely horrendous. It was a horrible feeling. And then the headache came, and the same yesterday. And today I'm actually feeling a lot better. I still have a slight headache, which is actually kicking in right now. Ugh, we love that. But the sore throat is gone, just my voice kind of sounds differently. So that's why you might be like hearing, or just, I don't know, maybe you didn't notice, so I don't even know why I mentioned this. But yeah, I'm actually so grateful that, like, I don't feel as bad as I normally do when I'm sick, because usually when I get sick, I'm, like, 100% sick and dead, and I can't do anything for a couple of days. But right now, it's literally only the third day, and I'm not feeling that bad. So I'm really, really grateful for that. And yeah. What else? Yeah, 2 weeks ago I think I said that I was gonna go on spring break, so yes, currently I'm on spring break. It's nicely and beautiful outside, the sun is shining, it is warm, but I'm just sitting there on the couch trying to get healthy again. I've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, re-watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because I just absolutely love that series. It is so, so good. It makes me laugh, like, literally every single second. So I've been loving to rewatch that. Plus, because I can't really do anything else, I've started reading. And I've been kind of in a reading slump lately. Not lately, but, like, a few days ago. Because I had been reading The Song of Achilles for about 5 weeks. It took me, like, literally 5 weeks to finish that book, because I was so, so tired every single time I started reading that book. I did not get anything, first of all, so I'm definitely going to reread the book, because I saw a lot of reviews saying that the book is very, very good, but sadly, I just didn't really get anything of it, so I have no opinion on the book, even though I read it. Yeah, we're just going to quote-unquote say that I read it, because I really didn't. I did not get anything, so I'm really sad about that, actually, because that took me 5 weeks. But I really wanted to, like, do the most out of the spring break, and decided that I want to read about 2 books in 2 weeks. So on Saturday I started They Both Die at the End by Adam Silvera. And I have to say that I'm literally, like, almost done with the book, and it's pretty good. It's really, really good. Like, it just makes you think. It is kind of like, I don't know. It's very, very interesting. So I definitely recommend to read that if you maybe need some reading inspo. Plus, yesterday, even though I was sick, I don't have COVID though, don't worry, I got tested twice, and both were negative, so I went book shopping yesterday. Yes, I absolutely love going book shopping, it's just so, so nice. I bought The Hating Game, right? Yeah, I'm kind of like turning around right now because I don't know how they're called. The Hating Game, yeah. Which I saw there was gonna be a movie soon with Lucy Hale. So I was like, I'm definitely reading the book first, because most of the times the book is supposed to be better. Wait a second, I'm getting my second book. So, the second book is called Invisible Women, Exposing Data Bias in a World Designed for Men, which I've been seeing a lot of, like, I've seen this book so many times, kind of all over the internet, but didn't really got to read the title. I just saw, like, this bright red color, so, I don't know, I saw it yesterday, and even though I only wanted to buy The Hating Game, but I saw this book, and I was like, I wanted to buy this book last time, so I just got both. Yes, so I got two new books, and I'm very, very happy about that. But I actually still got The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I've been wanting to read that for a while. But, like, it is such a kind of big book, and the letters in there are, like, tiny. And that kind of is way too much for my brain. So I've been kind of just pushing it back, and I will start reading The Hating Game after I finish They Both Die at the End. And then we'll see. But yeah, that is definitely way too much already. I've been literally just talking about books. Now let's get into the topic of today's episode, which is getting back on track. I feel like because I'm sick, and after obviously the sickness, I want to get back on track with my workouts, with my healthy eating, and eating enough calories, because right now I feel like I'm definitely under eating. But just because I'm currently in this state of being sick, and obviously afterwards wanting to get back on track, I thought that this episode would be probably the best. And also maybe you are currently just not really on your game and just like working out and tracking your food and eating as healthy as possible. So if that's currently you, you're currently going through a little, I would say, like, workout slump or healthy eating slump, and you just don't really know what to do, or maybe you're sick too. I don't know. I feel like this episode is definitely perfect for you. So, yeah. If you are currently going through that, like, not being that motivated, maybe you're sick, maybe you currently have other priorities but want to get back on track with your workouts, with your diet, this episode will be perfect for you. So, just keep listening. And obviously, before I start, I do want to share a few highs and lows. So let's start off with the lows, which you might have guessed. Obviously, the low would be that I'm sick. I really do not know how I got sick. But sometimes I still kind of ask myself, did I really not get COVID? Because a boy in my class did get COVID a few days prior. So maybe I could have caught it too. I don't really know. But yeah, that is definitely the first low, that I am sick, which I hate. And the second low, there are no second lows, I feel like. I don't know. Also, like, it's literally Tuesday, so, like, reflecting about my entire week seems like way too much. So, yeah, let's just say there are no lows. Then let's get into the highs. The first high would be that I definitely started reading again. Not reading again, but, like, that I started reading more and more focused, and that I'm actually, like, into reading. Because, as I said, I went through a little 5-week reading slump, but now I feel like I'm definitely, like, strong in the game. So that is definitely a huge high. My second high would be that last week, I studied a lot for my math test, which I had. I really studied a lot for that one, and I feel like I did pretty decent. Like, I don't really know, I actually don't know, like, it is not bad, because I did, a few of the exercises there were pretty good, and I compared my results with, like, others, and they said that the same thing, so I'm pretty, like, happy about that, but at the same time, like, I wasn't able to do everything, and maybe a few things I did were wrong, so I don't really know, but I'm definitely happy that I went through it, and I did almost everything, but I feel like this one was, like, different because I felt confident and I knew exactly what I was doing. So I'm so proud about that, and obviously happy. So that will be the second high. And the third high would be that, if you remember, a few weeks ago, I talked about this overthinking I had about a person, and I kind of talked to that person and kind of got more clarity, you know? So that would be a high. Even though it's not that clear yet, because I still am overthinking, it has definitely improved in some way. I don't know if this makes any sense, but in my head it does. So hopefully you kind of get it. But yeah, those were the highs and lows of my week. So before I start, definitely make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And please make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Like, literally, it is so, so easy. Especially on Spotify, you just have to, like, leave those, you just have to click those stars. So please make sure to do that, and you would 100% help me out, and I would love you for that. So make sure to do that before this episode ends, or maybe right now. So, yeah, that will be all for the intro. Now let's get into a few tips on how to get back on track. So the first tip or point, I guess, I have for you guys, and which, in my opinion, is also the most important one when it comes to getting back on track, is to reset your goals. But not only resetting them, but also making sure that you have them in your head or written down as clear as possible. Because clearly your past goals weren't as specific enough and as important to you to keep you motivated to, for example, keep working out or keep eating healthy. So what exactly do I mean with resetting? Just technically, like, switching them off. Change your goals. Do not have the same goals as you did, because those will not motivate you and those will not push you to keep going with the healthy eating or with the working out. So make sure to reset them, which means to change them or switch them off. But also make sure to write them down, or just in general have them as clear as possible. Write all your health and fitness goals as specific as possible, and literally with every single detail you want. I feel like as more specific that you know what you want to achieve, like if your goal is like extremely specific, you kind of exactly know what you're working towards to, which in my opinion really helps, because you know that you want to do this at this time with, for example, this like technique, I don't know, but let's for example say, yeah, a good example. You want to bench this certain amount of weight. Like, that would be a goal which is kind of more simple, but if you actually want a goal which is like as specific and detailed as possible, you could, for example, say, I want to bench this amount of weight with this amount of reps with this amount of sets, plus I want to focus on good form and a good mind to muscle connection at this day. So with the example I just gave you, like, you have an exact plan of your goal. Like, you know exactly what you want to achieve, and you can even, like, imagine how it's going to look like and how it's going to feel like. And I feel like when the goals are that specific, it will kind of motivate you a lot more to just keep going in some form. Obviously, remember that it's not always about motivation. I just talked about motivation way too much in this little segment. Obviously, motivation is important, because if you're not motivated, like, you probably won't keep going. But remember that discipline is key, and discipline is the main factor which is actually going to help you to stick to your goals. Because let's be real, you won't always be motivated, but if you like know, if you exactly know what you want to achieve, and if your goals are as powerful as they are, like, you will actually push through all the work with the discipline and get to your goals. So that is why I definitely recommend to just write them down and have them as clear as possible, so that even though when you're not motivated, you are still going to push with discipline through all the work. So that will be my first tip on that. So the second tip I have for you guys is to make sure to create a new routine for yourself. If you want to get back on track, it's not just about eating healthy or working out once and then not approaching the gym, not going to the gym, not eating healthy for weeks. No, getting back on track actually means doing this like every single day. It doesn't need to be specifically every single day, maybe like 6 times a week, but definitely not just 1 day a week or once every 2 weeks. Back on track means getting back into that routine. But I wouldn't really recommend getting back into your old routine, because that 01 definitely didn't help you that much because you stopped. So I would 100% recommend creating a new routine for yourself, which has to be sustainable for your lifestyle, plus it should help you to get things done. What does this mean? Just basically that you should not follow any crazy routines that you see on the internet, or and you should definitely not like feel pressured to have this perfect routine with all of these healthy habits one after another one, because that might work for a certain person, but maybe it doesn't work for you. So make sure to create a sustainable routine for your lifestyle. And as I said, it doesn't need to be a crazy thing with all of these healthy habits. It can literally just be two things after one another. For example, have breakfast and afterwards go to the gym. If you do that on the daily basis, you'll see that that is definitely a routine. Even though it's a small one, it is a routine because you know after breakfast, I will be going to the gym. That will be a routine. And afterwards, if that is or like has started to be your daily thing, you can build up on that. Like for example, before you have breakfast, you can drink a glass of water. So you would drink a glass of water, have breakfast, go to the gym. That will be a routine. Maybe you want to do something more. Drink a glass of water, have breakfast, go to the gym, and afterwards stretch. Then take a shower. Like, that is kind of how you can build up your new routine. And most of the times, this will definitely be sustainable for you because you are creating that for yourself. So make sure to create a good and sustainable routine for yourself and for your lifestyle. And I wouldn't recommend following other influencers, for example, routines that they upload. Yeah, I guess that will be my second tip. So the last tip I have for you guys is to clean your environment. Make sure to put everything aside that will distract you in some way. All the distractions should be locked up, gone, literally as far away from you as possible. And with these distractions, I literally mean everything. Like, a distraction could literally be anything. Most of the times though, for example, for me, when it comes to working out and I'm on my phone, my phone is a distraction. Before I work out, and when I'm, for example, scrolling through TikTok, my motivation is very low to actually get myself to change and then work out. And that could kind of be considered a distraction. Also, maybe while I'm working out, I'm taking my rest time, then I go on my phone, and suddenly I'm literally resting for like 10 minutes straight. That's also like a type of distraction. So if you want to start working out again, but feel like something is definitely there distracting you before you go into your workout, make sure to put that away as far as possible from you so that you actually get yourself to finally work out again. The same thing is, for example, for eating healthy. If you want to start eating healthier and you know that you have these quote-unquote unhealthy foods on your kitchen counter and that you will probably go for that option instead of cooking something for yourself, make sure to put these quote-unquote unhealthy foods as far away as possible. I don't really mean like throwing them away, because obviously they're still food and you could still eat that maybe like some other time. But right now, if you know that you want to cook something healthy for yourself, just put them away, maybe lock them up or something, so that you actually go for the quote-unquote healthier option right now. So yeah, that's kind of what I mean when it comes to cleaning your environment and getting rid of all the distractions. Lastly, I kind of want to share how I like to approach this situation of getting back on track, because as I said, I do apply these steps into my getting back on track routine, but not always, because I feel like I am pretty disciplined and every single distraction there is not gonna hold me from actually working out or from eating healthy. So if I want to get back on track with working out or eating healthy, I literally just start and just do it. Like, I would say I am pretty disciplined that I don't really need anything else to really help me get back on track. I don't want to say that I'm like that disciplined, because I'm not that disciplined, but I am pretty disciplined when it comes to things that are important for me and that really matter, I guess, in my head or something. So I don't really go through all of these steps every single time. I just go for it and get back on track. But if you feel like that you are not that disciplined and need some extra motivation, I would 100% recommend you to go through these steps because they will definitely help you. So that is kind of how I like to approach it. And what I also want you to remind is that you do not need to go from 0 to 100 in one day. If you haven't worked out and then suddenly work out for 2 hours straight on the next day, like that's literally going from 0 to 100. First of all, it is not going to be good for your body. Not only talking about the fact that you're literally working out for 2 hours, even though you didn't work out for a long time, you know, like that is not going to help you. That's going to create a lot of stress in your body. Plus, I feel like this way you will just feel kind of sick, I guess, or like absolutely dead from the workout, that you will just, like, you don't want to get back into that because it was so exhausting, and that will not help you to go, like, to get back on track and to build up a nice routine of working out and eating healthy, for example. Me, like, I am the kind of person who normally does this. Like, I literally go from 0 to 100 and have this all-or-nothing mentality, this all-or-nothing mindset, because I do it or I don't do it. Like, that's literally how I think, but I don't like that because most of the times it does not do any good for me. Like, if I work out and then I don't work out, if I don't work out and then suddenly start working out again, like, I literally go from 0 to 100, but that is not helping me, and it has never, and I've experienced that multiple times, because if, like, when I go through this, like, literally from 0 to 100, the day afterwards, I'm sick. For some reason, my body always reacts that way. I get sick because probably it's all the stress I'm putting on myself, but that's something I need to work on, to just stop being the person that goes from 0 to 100. And I would definitely not recommend you to do that, because you might get sick or your body might react in another way, but probably not a positive one. So make sure to go step by step every single day and try to be better as you, for example, were yesterday. Like, at least 1% better than the person you were yesterday. Yeah. I guess that will be it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening through the whole episode and making it till the end. I appreciate you so much and love you so much. Make sure to follow my socials. I have an Instagram and TikTok. Both are at Carly_fit. And also make sure to leave a quick review or rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You know the drill. It's literally so easy, and you would really help me out, so please make sure to do that. And yeah, have an awesome start into your day, into your week, morning, whatever. Like, literally make this day yours, make this week yours, because you deserve it all. And yeah, love you all so much once again, and see you back on here hopefully next week. Like, I need to get back into the consistency, I need to get back on track, you know, with podcasting. So yeah, see you back on here next week. Love you all so much and have an awesome week.